Hello and welcome to this week's episode of the Courageous Leaders podcast. The purpose of our podcast is to inspire leaders to access their courage and be the leader they want to be. And to be able to do this with support and knowing they are very unlikely to be alone in what they are experiencing. And the main thing is to hope you leave here feeling inspired, because that is why we set up the podcast in the first place. To realise you're not on your own, to normalise and humanise leadership, and to make it so it's not lonely at the top. That you realise that the thoughts or worries or doubts that you may have, others have them too. Hello and welcome to this week's episode of the Courageous Leaders podcast. The purpose of our podcast is to inspire leaders to access their courage and be the leader they want to be, and to have support with this, knowing that they are very unlikely to be alone in what they are experiencing. And that's why we do this podcast, to help for you to hear stories of what other leaders go through. And that's why I'm doing solo episodes now, to really unpack some of the things we cover in the interviews, to give you some practical advice and more reflection time to think about how you can use this in your leadership going forward. Now, what I'm going to focus on today is the need to understand other people. It's a huge passion of mine at the core of the business for the Change Creators, is to help people know who they are and then to be able to connect with others so we can create the change needed in leadership and businesses for sustainable success. Because it all starts with humans, and a lot of business success, it all starts with the leadership. As Tony Robbins says, if your business isn't working, the first place you need to look is the leadership. And a lot of that comes from being able to understand who you are as a leader, but then who is on your team and who you're working with. Because the strength is in the team, not in the individual. So over the last 3 years, I've noticed a huge increase in people wanting help with connecting their leadership teams and also department teams. And it's been really highlighted actually how little people know about each other and how way too many assumptions have been made about somebody else or why they do what they do. And it turned out not to be true. And the thing that's really hard, and I get this, but I see so many companies, you have amazing onboarding programs and credential decks, and everyone gives their department talks of how to work with production, how to work with the creative department, and all the processes. All of that is there, but there's very little time spent on actually getting to know the people you're going to be working with. I'm not seeing that investment, and especially with hybrid working, how do you create that connection with people if they don't really understand each other? So why is this so important as well is, how often do you find yourself in a meeting or creative briefing or production briefing and that voice in your head is just getting so frustrated as to why are they not getting it? You're saying it, you believe so clearly, but they're not hearing you how you want them to hear you. They're not getting it. They're not responding as you expected them to. Your delivery of whatever it isn't landing, and this frustration is bubbling inside of you because you don't understand why, because it all makes so much sense in your head, but it's not to the people you're communicating with. How many times have you been there? And I'm sure it's not just me. I'm sure if you're listening, there's quite a few of you just nodding along going, yep, I hear you. And the massive thing here and why this happens is it is absolutely impossible for us to see the world the same way. Like we have our own fingerprints, our own DNA, none of us can see the world in the same way. But unfortunately, we have this expectation that we think people should be able to see it the same way as us, or they do, and they don't. So if you can imagine, if a red car and a blue car crash, and the police would get, say, 5 or 6 different statements, all of them will have a very different account to what was happening. Someone might think the blue car was speeding, someone might think the red car stop too soon. Everyone would have a different account. And this is what's going on in your teams. But unfortunately, too often, we put our account on other people and don't take enough understanding of how they see the world. Now, in NLP, neuro-linguistic programming, they call it the map is not the territory, meaning that we all have our own maps of the world. So when I'm working with a team, the first thing I must do is respect they have a different map to me. They've got their own A to Z of navigating this world, and I've got mine. And it's my responsibility as the leader to learn their map and get curious about their map versus making them see the world through my own A to Z and my map. That's not fair, because then again, you're just going to have a one-dimensional team if it's all going through just how I see the world versus everybody understanding each other's maps. And you then get this diversity of thought, this coming together and real innovation that is possible and differencing of opinion and perspectives and a real energy in the team. But if it's all being driven by the leader's map, that's when it can really fall flat. People stop contributing and they feel they are misunderstood or not even given the opportunity to contribute, or their voice isn't valued or heard. Think about how often are you actually getting curious about the map of your team? Have you ever asked them questions like, what are their personal values? What do they care about? What do they like doing at the weekend? What work do they find really easy? What do they dread doing? Where do they want to grow? What did they experience growing up? All of these things will so help you understand their decision making, when they get defensive, when they see joy. You start to learn their map. Because then as a leader, what you're then able to do is help them to create an even more resourceful map. So you find out where their map is now, and then that's when you can work with them and help them elevate that map, expand that map to help them see more and become capable of more. It's a really lovely way of seeing it and seeing how you can go in and support someone. You understand them, but they start to understand themselves. My business manager, Anna, and I are completely different, purposefully slow. I made sure I hired her because she's got very different energy to me and a different map to me. And I knew I needed that in the business. If I hired another me, it just wouldn't work. But we do have the ability to drive each other crazy, but we're very aware of it. And a few reasons why. Anna is very direct with her communication. She's a very fast decision maker and very focused on tasks. Yet I'm very empathetic and considered with my comms, a slow decision maker that really drives her mad, and more focused on the impact to people. I'm also someone, I do very strong consequential thinking. So I spot details like crazy and I can spot the gaps in things. Again, drives Anna crazy. But because we've taken the time to really understand each other and each other's maps, we can work very strongly. Doesn't mean we still can't drive each other crazy, but we understand where that craziness has come from. So now she knows exactly how to get the best out of me. So to help me make a decision, she'll put all the research she's done in a document. She'll do a comparison for me. So it makes it very easier for me to make a faster decision. And then when I'm talking to her, I'm very aware that she doesn't need all the details. So I'm more matter of fact and get to the point, because that's how she needs to hear communication. Or as I just see, if I ever see her eyes glaze over, I'm like, oh, too much fluff, too much talk. Let me get to the point for her. So we've learned to understand each other, and it took time. It probably took us a good 9 to 12 months to really kind of nail it, but we put the effort in to do it. This has also meant that we find it really easy to give each other feedback, but also give each other feedback in a way that she knows how I like to receive feedback and the best way for me to respond to it. And I know the same for her. So we have a really strong feedback culture because we understand each other. So with all of this as well, as we know, trust is the absolute foundation for a successful team. So just think about this. Do you trust people you feel don't understand you? Or do you trust people, especially if you don't understand them? Where's that level of trust if you don't feel understood? It's quite low. So this investment in getting to understand people will help you build the trust to give you a chance or a head start of even being a successful team. Because trust comes from that place of being vulnerable, sharing who you are and connecting with other people. So the inspiration for me talking about this came from Surat. I interviewed him and his episode was live last week. And he spoke about how they've done an acquisition, so they're merging and he's needing to bring like a whole new C-suite together. Now, when you're doing that, when you're bringing different people from different previous leadership teams together, it's very natural, and this is very normal, that the ego can get in the way, that some of these people, or most of them, will be looking to fight for their place, have their voice be heard, show their value, to prove their worth, prove themselves. Unfortunately, a lot of people can come in with that energy, and it's a very self-focused energy. A survival energy. Your brain just wants to survive. So it wants to put you in that room to be like, yes, I deserve my place here. I'm a good leader. I'll show you what my value is and what I can do, versus making it about walking in with the view of others and an open, curious mind to go, hang on a minute, let me get to know all of you. While I'm doing that, you'll get to know more about me, versus the need to put yourself on center stage. So think about how you tend to approach things, because this is not just like a new C-suite coming together. This could be even you going into meeting a new client or working with a different department. How do you find that you enter a room versus, this actually comes to one of my previous episodes of belonging, versus finding out more about the other people versus having to say more about yourself? Hope that makes sense. I've tried to say it a few different ways. But the main thing is to not be too self-focused. You need to understand the room first and what you're walking into. So I recently worked with a senior team who worked together for years. And initially I was a bit like, oh, this is quite interesting. What maybe don't they know about each other? And I have a warm-up game where you have to write down something and then everyone guesses who it was in the room. And I was like, well, I can't do that game. They've all worked together so many years. They do know so much about each other. But what was really interesting is we went through the workshop and everyone had a chance to share who they were, understand each other. We did lots of exercises to bring this to life. You could suddenly feel the air relax in the room. Yes, they knew each other as a team, but they didn't understand each other as a team. And there's a bit of a difference here, because one of the leaders at the end just turned around to me and I thought this is a very courageous thing to do, said, Joe, I've realized that there's two people in this room I've made completely the wrong assumptions about for years. I thought that's what they needed and it's not at all. I've been completely wrong. I now understand what they need, why they do what they do, and I now know how to get the best out of them. And I just thought that was a really courageous vulnerability to say that, but also as a team to recognize that they did need to come together to understand each other more. And it's made a huge difference. So sometimes it's not the years you've worked together. Have you actually taken the time to understand each other in those years? So this is just as important for new teams coming together, merge teams, or actually for teams work together for a long time already. Is that understanding there? Now, there's many tools out there that can help with this. I have a personal favorite, which is EDIS, because I just think it's really easy to remember and it focuses mainly on behaviors. So this is just a starting point. So what it does is it helps you increase your self-awareness, your relational awareness, which is the impact you have on other people, which again, we don't spend enough getting our awareness up from. And actually asking people, I'd love to know, what's one thing when I walk into a room you feel or you experience when I'm there? We don't have a mirror. We can't see ourselves. We need to rely on other people letting us know the impact we have. And that's that relational awareness, which is so important. And then the understanding of others. So these tools are brilliant. It's a starting point, but then it really does need to be supported with a lot of understanding how to become the boss of your mind and how to enter the world of other people, how to read other people's maps. And this is a place of curiosity, which where leadership needs to come from. Now, if you are listening to this and saying to yourself, oh my word, this is exactly what our team needs. We need to come together more. We're struggling to align. We're struggling to make decisions. We've got tension. There's some people conflicting. If you need a reset, please feel free to reach out. I'd love to support you. This is a real passion of mine, is seeing when those light bulb moments go off, when suddenly you can see somebody's got somebody else. And you're like, ah, get it. I can see why this has been a challenge. Right, let's do this now going forward. And it's actually a very fun, high energy workshop to experience. But I hope this has resonated. I hope this has got you thinking about your level of curiosity as a leader, how well you know yourself, but actually how well do you know the other people around you? And are you asking the questions to even start to find out? But thank you for joining me today on the Courageous Leaders podcast. And remember, taking the time to understand your team is what will unlock their potential and help you create a high-performing team that will give you sustainable success. And I'll see you on next week's episode. A huge thank you to you for listening to the Courageous Leaders Club. I'd love to know if anything from today's conversation resonated with you and what your key takeaway is. Will you do anything differently? Have you learned something you'll take forward in your own leadership? Do take a moment to connect with us on LinkedIn, where you can share your thoughts. You can connect personally with me at my email, joanna.hounds@thechangecreators.com. If you haven't subscribed yet, please do. This will really help us grow our podcast and reach and help as many people as possible. If you can think of someone who will benefit from listening to this podcast, please do share it with them. Finally, for those of you who are seeking to take action today, you can book a free strategy call with me, and together we can produce an action plan to implement into your leadership and business. You can head to the link in the show notes to book now. Thank you so much again for listening, and I'll meet again on the next episode of the Courageous Leaders Club.